Hello, everybody. Hey, welcome to another session of Meet the Pros. I'm glad I'm watching this list grow and grow of people in our room, our virtual room here on the internet. We've got people online right now from all over the country and all over the world. So good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are. Let me get started by introducing my friend, Jerry Valley. Let me tell you, he is a leader in the profession. He's been recognized by receiving more awards than I care to mention here. This is his third Meet the Pros meeting with us, and in a previous introduction, I went on too long, and there's just so many things I could say about Jerry. One of the first things is he's a great guy. We're so lucky to have him in the profession. And most importantly for our topic today is that he has trained hundreds of people to be successful in the world of stage hypnotism. He's done thousands of shows himself. He's even been on television with his shows. Jerry Valley does me the great honor of writing for the Banyan Hypnosis e-zine on www.banyanhypnosismall.com. And he also writes articles we have posted there. He's a well-known celebrity in the profession. And what I'd like to do is turn the floor over to Jerry. Maybe just give a little bit of background on yourself. And then before you get into the seminar today, please do me the favor and tell us a little bit about, I know you've got an upcoming training program in Las Vegas, and I think you've got something going out at the NGH convention, too, if you want to mention that. So, everybody, welcome Jerry Valley.
Thank you, Cal, and I want to thank everybody that's on today. I would like to take a moment to respect my good friend, the late Ormond McGill, who did many, many seminars with me and was just a sweet, gentle man. I know some of you knew him out there, and we continue our program. And I know Ormond's watching down over us anyway. Many years ago, I didn't believe in hypnosis until I saw one of my friends get hypnotized, and she became the star of the show. And that kind of whet my appetite, so I had been in acting a little bit in little theater, so I thought becoming a stage hypnotist is a venue that I could do some acting and get paid for it, get paid for having fun, as I call it. We've trained now over 600 people. Many of them are doing just great. Some are doing nothing with it, as with all seminars. And the middle road are having fun with it, doing local shows. And some are doing the big shows, TV and cruise ships and fairs and things like that. My son Tommy V will be at our seminar in Vegas along with Alex Mitt and Christina Kaya and myself, where we teach in person and we teach everything we know. We don't hold anything back. We teach secrets that some others like to keep secret, and we just don't do that. We have a great time. We have some fun with it. And most of our people go out and run with it and get all of their money back within their first two or three shows. Hypnosis is easy. It's easier than clinical hypnosis. Stage hypnosis is easier because you have a selection of subjects. You start with 10, 15, 20, 20, 30 people, and you just find the best subjects. That your job is that of a casting director, where you cast people in certain routines that are hilarious, like making the men think they're pregnant. You can make somebody think he or she is Dr. Ruth. All kinds of things that are outrageously funny. And it's so funny that sometimes I crack up myself and just laugh my head off because I can't help it. Even though I've done it thousands of times, it's still new when you have new subjects. Anyway, perhaps, Cal, we should open it up to some questions and go from there. You know, I'm sure there are 21 people on here and three cast members, so I'm sure that they would have some interesting questions, and I hope I have some interesting answers for them.
Thank you, Jerry. You know, one of the things that I want to throw in here real quick is I keep in touch with a graduate of mine who's also a graduate of your program, and that's Frankie Z. He's so excited about you, about your course, and now what he's doing, he's just doing a lot of shows, he's having a lot of fun, and just really growing in the profession.
Well, I'll tell you, we have one of our great graduates is Frank Pruden from Minnesota. I think he's from Minnesota, pretty sure. And he's doing so many shows that he has no time to attend our Vegas seminar in June, because repeaters tend to come back and they like to take it again at a nominal price. And it's so much fun, and they get so much out of it, because, you know, it's like reading a book twice. When you read the book the second time, you realize what you missed the first time. So there's always some, plus there's always something new. Tommy's developing new routines, new inductions. So it's a lot of our people are doing well. Christina's doing well in Canada. I can give you a whole list of them, but we take up too much time. Let's take some questions.
Okay, Jerry, we can take questions, but I want to make sure we get through the material we promised that's bulleted on the list. I see that we have a question. Do you use a light on stage to have the subjects focus on while you induce them?
I have done that at times. Most of the time I just have them stare at me for fixation and then close their eyelids, or have them put them into instant hypnosis. But occasionally if I'm at a fair, like at the Erie County Fair in New York, if anybody's from the Buffalo area, I'll be up there August 13th or 14th or 15th through the 22nd, two shows a day. And when we do the evening shows, they do have a bright spotlight, and I'll have them kind of focus on that. So sometimes I do use it if I have it. If I don't, I just don't use it. It's a matter of choice, you know, but with instant hypnosis, as long as you get them, their eyelids fixed on something, either your face or anything, a tree, a light, a sound, then you can put them into instant hypnosis.
Beautiful. I'm reading another question at the bottom of the screen. It says, I've seen several stage hypnosis DVD shows. Sometimes I wonder if the people are acting or really under hypnosis. Can a good stage hypnotist tell if someone is faking it? Also, do you teach anything at the seminar that we should look for to know if someone is faking?
Well, that's a good question from Jay Pressman. Yes, we do cover people who try to fake it, but acting is, you know, your job as a hypnotist is to select the best subjects, and those, some of the subjects are so good. I have several subjects in my hometown that follow me around, and they're so good, they look like they're faking it, but they're really not. They're great somnambulists. I could take this one woman that I recall into major surgery with little or no anesthesia, because she's such a great subject, and you're going to see her on our DVD, Jay, at the seminar. You would swear that she's faking, but she isn't. She just happens to be a great subject. Also, if somebody comes up and starts faking it, very often they'll get hypnotized, and that's not a bad thing. The thing is, what you want to watch out for, the fakers who will make faces and gestures at you when your back is turned. And those are the people you want to get rid of. But we'll show you how to weed them out rather quickly. It's not a big problem.
I see we have another question at the bottom of the screen. Do you want me to read it, or you want to take it?
You can answer that if you want, because you're involved with the music, right?
There's a question from Aaron right above that one.
Well, I don't think we answered the question about the music. there's royalty. If you can use the music, as long as you're not selling it to the public, you can use it in your show. It's not a problem. Now, Alex Smith, one of my staff, will have at that seminar royalty-free music that is fabulous. It's his own. He wrote the music, so he owns it, and he gives it to you royalty-free on CDs.
Beautiful. I have another question down here. It says, I've studied under Cal's program with Susan Just in Minnesota. I've performed on stage for years, but wanted to become a hypnotherapist also to expand my knowledge. What do you believe is the biggest difference between the two, hypnotherapy and stage hypnosis?
Well, stage hypnosis is primarily for entertainment. Your job is to entertain. There's no therapy involved. The main difference is that we have a lot of people to select from. It's easy. It's much easier than clinical hypnotherapy, where you're working with a person one-on-one. A lot of hypnotherapists take our course. As I was saying, a lot of hypnotherapists take our course to learn what we call lecture demos. This is what I call a mini show, a 20-minute lecture and a 20-minute demonstration. And they can increase their business by doing this in their local area within, say, a 50 or 60-mile area. But the main difference between the two is that hypnotherapy is to help people improve their lives. And, well, I suppose we do that on stage, too, because we do release latent talent. But our prime purpose on stage is to entertain. And there was another question about the do's and don'ts from Aaron. Well, there's a lot of do's and don'ts. Do some ethical shows. You don't have to do the dirty shows, the X-rated shows. A lot of guys do, and they're very good hypnotists. I know them, some of them, and I know I've been to their shows, and they're very good hypnotists, but they do the very risque shows, and they have packed houses, and that's fine if that's the way they want to go. But we teach more of an ethical, educational line of entertainment, because we do television, we do cruise ships, we do fairs, we do colleges, private functions, and a new thing coming up, wedding receptions, believe it or not. They're becoming open to hiring hypnotists for a 45-minute show. There's a lot of business out there, and so there's plenty of work for everybody.
That's great. Hey, I'm looking at some of the stuff that we've got lined up to talk about during this hour or so, and so you're talking about, it seems like, the kinds of gigs or jobs that a stage hypnotist can get are expanding. And one of the things we want to talk about is what the competition is and how it affects people who want to do stage hypnosis work.
Well, Cal, there's a lot of competition now. I mean, some of my own students have underpriced my show, and that's okay. You know, there's plenty of work out there for everybody. I keep my price high because I don't want to do a lot of shows. I don't want to do 300 shows a year because I get a higher price. But there are plenty of us students that are working out there for $1,000 shows, and they're working quite steadily. We have a hypnotist in Boston who is ready to go full-time this year. I think he just left his job and is going full-time into it this year. There's competition out there. There's a lot of competition. But as long as you're good at what you do, the competition will chase you rather than you chasing them. And the easiest show to do, by the way, is college. College kids are great. They want to try anything. They're very open to it. They're imaginative. And you just have to weed them out. And I'll tell you, when you ask for volunteers, they'll stampede the stage. College is great. College is the easiest one to do. Of course, the best audience in the world is the audience who pays to see you, where you're at, a supper club or a dinner show or an auditorium, where they pay a fee to see you. These are people who have the right mindset. They're going to be a great audience. And along with that, college runs neck and neck.
Now, that's what I've always heard. And as you're talking about college crowds, it makes me wonder about, is alcohol a concern? People drinking a little bit helps and too much maybe hurts?
Well, alcohol is a factor if they have had too much to drink. I mean, if somebody's had, you know, one drink or maybe two, the key is if it doesn't impair the concentration. If they get on stage and they're slobbering around and horsing around, of course you want to get rid of them because it's obvious that they've had too much to drink. So the key is if they've had too much to drink, you can't use them. But, you know, one drink or even two, that doesn't affect them because they need to concentrate on what you're saying. Somebody asked about legislation. In Indiana, I think they're coming up, or they've come up with some legislation where I think Will Horton left Indiana and went to Florida, And he's doing great down there. I've been in touch with Will. You know Will Horton. He teaches NLP. And he's doing great in Florida. There was a bill in Kansas. I think it's been reversed. You know, the National Guild of Hypnotists, of which Cal is an instructor, as I am, and Tommy are instructors, and Alex Smith is now a CI, a certified instructor. They have the watchdog. They have the AFL CIO watching for any legislation that comes up. And as soon as it comes up, if you're in a state where they banned all hypnosis, then you just don't do the show. It's as easy as that. Now, Don asked, how did I get started? Well, I got started that way. I saw my friend get hypnotized. I took a course by Harry Ahrens. It was a weekend course. I read one book. You know, here's the thing. When I got started, there was nobody to teach me. There was one hypnotist in my area by the name of Sam Vine, who I think was the greatest hypnotist of all time. Sam Vine. Okay? And there was one book out by Omen McGill. That's all I had. I had no tutor. There were no classes. No videos, no DVDs. So I used to follow Sam Vine around and ask him questions. And one day I asked him why he was so good to me in giving me all the answers. And he said, Jerry, if you're going to be my competitor, I want you to be real good at it. So once I learned the craft and I studied hard, I did a lot of free shows. We would ride out to different clubs and say, let me do a free show. And I did some free shows. And until I got my first show for $25, and I was very nervous, and the guy followed up my name. He introduced me as Jerry Vale instead of Jerry Valley. He even forgot my name, but the show went off well. And then I became very popular, and agents would keep calling me. They put me on cruise ships. I was on the cruise lines for 10 years. I've been in 12 movies, some with just extra work, but recently with good parts, good speaking roles. I was in the original Out of Towners with Jack Lemmon. I just did a movie called Second Wind, in which I have a wonderful role. If it gets sold, then who knows, I might become famous. And I just kept working at it. And I had a problem when I first started because I did flunk out on three shows early in my career, and I was very depressed, and I quit for a while. But then I said, wait a minute, I can do this. So I stuck with it. And now I've traveled, I've done shows in London, all the Bahamas, Mexico, the States, Canada. I've been all over. I've done thousands of shows and had a lot of fun. And I'm still doing it. So I'm going to hang in until my last day. I'll probably do a show. There's a question from Aaron. How much is the course? And let me just read that for a second. Okay, Aaron asks, how much is the course and what locations are you teaching at? We teach a course in Las Vegas. This year at the Circus, June 21st through the 24th. It's Thursday through Sunday. A dynamic, intensive course where we teach you everything from A to Z. And we have a special. It's $1,495, including $450 worth of materials, some meals, and lots of fun and training and on-the-spot corrections. Now, if you sign up through this program with Cal, if you sign up through Cal, we'll take $200 off. You can get it for $12.95. And I'll tell you something. You get your money back in your first two or three shows. He also asks, what are your feelings on insurance for the stage performer? We do provide that to you. There's a lady in Minnesota. It used to be Clowns of the U.S., but she's changed the name. It's now called Specialty Insurance. We can provide you with the name of the insurance company and how to contact her. There is stage insurance available for stage hypnotists. In fact, I'm going to, I don't mind giving you the insurance information. We don't keep anything secret. You can call Stephanie at 715-246-8908. That's 715-246-8908. Tell her Jerry Valley sent you. I don't get anything for it, just a thank you, but I want her to know that I'm sending clients to her. And she's the only one that I know of that provides stage insurance. How about we get a couple of questions from the ladies? that are out there. Well, if there are no questions at the moment, I'll continue. How much to charge for a show is a frequent question. We tell our students to charge $750 to $1,000 for the first six shows, then go up to $1,200 after 12 shows, then go to $1,500, and then from there on, whatever the traffic will bear. What I usually do is if somebody calls me for a show, I'll say it's $2,000 plus airfare, and if they accept it, everything's fine. If they choke on it and squirm about it, and I say, look, what's in your budget? If they say, well, we can do, you know, $1,500, I might scale it down for them. For charities, I do scale it down. But the average for hypnotists across the board is $1,200 to $1,500 a show. Here's a question. Can anyone learn stage hypnosis? You need special talents. You need to speak English, although you can do a show with an interpreter. By the way, this is an interesting seminar, Cal. We have two people coming from Poland, three people coming from Ireland, and one person coming from England, several coming from Canada, and of course from the United States. That makes it quite a broad spectrum of people taking the course. So can anyone learn it? Of course. Anyone of average intelligence or better can learn stage hypnosis. It's easy. It's very easy. All you have to do is learn the induction, learn the introduction, then the induction, learn certain routines, and of course you develop your own talent. Now some people are better on stage than others, but if you do the studying right and you look good on stage, you have good stage presence, see the audience will judge you in your introduction, the first words that come out of your mouth. They'll judge by the way you dress, by the way you walk on stage, your expression, your smile, your demeanor, the sound of your voice. And what I do is you're going to romance the audience. You're going to get them to want to be up there with you. See, hypnosis is not a forced thing. People say, can you make him cluck like a chicken? I say, well, we don't do chickens. And I can't make anybody do anything. What the stage hypnotist does is get you to want to do it. That's the difference. He doesn't make you do it against your will. He gets you to want to do something. And once you accept the suggestion, it follows through, like making somebody forget their last name. It's easy to do. All you have to do is have confidence, no doubt in your voice, and it works. So let's have some more questions. Well, I did want to answer Aaron about, are there any Midwest courses? We don't know. We haven't done any in the Midwest. We're in Vegas this year, and next year we're at the Riviera in Vegas. After that, we might take a shot at New Orleans, something like that, but nothing in the Midwest at the moment. What would you like to know about stage hypnosis? I'll answer any question you have honestly. Just give it to me.
Can you talk a little about the actor?
Can you say it again slower?
This is Bill Molitor. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the after-class support that you talk about here on one of the bullets.
Very good question about after-class support. If you take our course in Vegas, or we have a two-day course at the National Guild also, which is a good course, but Vegas is the Mercedes-Benz of the course, we give you an after-class support that's never-ending. You can reach me by phone. You can reach me by email. And we'll give you all the help we can. Either my son Tom or I, will review your videos and give you a review of them. Videos, a DVD, whatever you want to send us. We have meted out several shows. And by the way, there's another bonus for any of you that take the course in Vegas. And I also do an internship one-on-one. It's expensive, but it's you and me for 5 days, and it's very intense, and when I get through with you, you'll be an expert. But if you take the course in Vegas, we're going to give you a free membership to SHOW, which stands for Stage Hypnotists of the World, that we incorporated in November of 2006. We're at 73 members strong now and growing. The membership is worth $120 for the year, So if you join, if you come to our seminar in Vegas, you get a free membership and show. Please repeat any questions that someone asked. The question that was asked was, tell us about your after class support. Here's a question from Aaron. How can we join the show if we can't make the Vegas time frame? Good question. You can still join show. You don't have to be a stage hypnotist to join show. Anyone can join show. Most of the people are stage hypnotists, but some of our members are just people who are interested in stage hypnosis.
So, can someone really start doing shows a week after graduating from a course?
Well, David Wayne Wilson, who was and still is a magician, did shows within 3 weeks after the seminar. But I'm going to say on the average person, time to learn what we're teaching, I'll say 4 to 6 weeks after the course, you'll be doing your first show. 4 to 6 weeks on the average to do their first show and get most of their money back. First show, first couple of shows, and it's just a question of marketing yourself, putting a small ad in the paper, or doing a show as a fundraiser. Now, everybody wants a fundraiser. High schools, nonprofit organizations like Rotary Club, Kiwanis, Lions Clubs, all of them want fundraisers. Churches want fundraisers. Believe me, put yourself out there as a fundraiser, and you'll get booked. All right, Aaron wants to know, how do you recognize hysteria and handle it? The classic signs of hysteria, and don't lose any sleep over this, because since 1969, when I first got into this, I've only seen it three times in 38 years. I'm in my 38th year, I believe. The classic signs are crying out loud and the rotation of the head. It could also involve hysterical laughing, unusual movements, bodily movements, hyperventilation, but the classical signs are rotation of the head and loud crying. What you must do as a hypnotist is address that. This can happen on stage or it could happen in the audience. It happened to me one time in the audience when my friend was doing an induction and I was just assisting. And I ran out to the audience. There was a loud scream. The lady was crying and screaming and their head was rotating. Her husband, by the way, the audience was made up of doctors and lawyers. And the lawyers had all their pads out watching me. I told Bert, my partner, I said, just keep going, don't worry, I'll take care of it. I was trained well by Harry Ahrens. My hat is off to him. So the first thing I did is I grabbed her foot. The first thing I did was calm the husband down. I'm sorry, let the button go. First thing I did was calm the husband down because he's in a panic. He wants to know what's going on. What are you doing to my wife? You have to calm him down and take control. Very authoritarian. Sir, I know what I'm doing. I'll handle it. Trust me. Sit down. Tell me your first name. Okay, her first name is Mary. You sit right here, and I'll take care of it. Now, I take Mary's head with my two thumbs in the center of her forehead, and I hold her head solidly so she stops rotating it, and I start stroking her forehead out towards her ears with the two thumbs going across the forehead towards the ears. At the same time, I'm saying this to her. Mary, my name is Jerry. I'm going to take good care of you. Now you're going to do what I say. Very authoritarian, not permissive, but authoritarian. The difference between permissive and authoritarian is this, and you need to learn this in the course. Permissive is a request. Permissive is a request. Authoritarian is a command, and that's the basic difference. Mary, I'm going to take care of you. Now listen to me, okay? Stop crying. Everything is fine. Stop crying, everything is fine. Stop crying, everything is fine. Don't talk about relaxation. Don't talk about going deeper. Don't talk about going in. Don't even mention hypnosis. Just say, you can stop crying, everything is fine. Stop crying, everything is fine. And only when the crying stops completely, then you bring the person out of hypnosis with these words. I'm going to count forward from 1 to 5. And on the count of five, you'll be wide awake and completely out of hypnosis. You will feel a wonderful sense of relief. You'll be totally refreshed. One, to me, if I'm just feeling very, very good. Two, you're completely relaxed and refreshed. Three, your mind is clear and alert. You will not go back into hypnosis. Four, take a nice deep breath. Come on, Mary, take a nice deep breath. Let energy surge into your body. Five, wide awake, completely alert. She wakes up. She looks at me. She says, what happened? And I said, look, you had a little nervous reaction. I want to talk to you after the show. So my partner continued the show. I talked to her after the show, found out her makeup. She said, well, I'm kind of like an introvert. I never express my feelings. I bottle everything up. My stomach is always in knots. And this is typical of people that might go into hysteria. Okay? And people who just bottle everything up, they never express themselves. And when they start to relax under hypnosis, without even realizing it, they have what is called an abreaction, a reaction from the subconscious mind, and you don't want that to be a full-blown hysteria. So you nip it in the bud, and it's not a problem. Now, at this point, you have two choices. If it happens on stage, you have the choice. If it happens on stage, you can bring the person out of it and then reinduce hypnosis to them again. But I would say this, if you have a lot of subjects, don't do it. Send the person off stage. Tell them they will not go back into hypnosis. If you have just a few subjects on stage and you might need this subject, you can reinduce hypnosis, and chances are it might not happen again. But if it happens a second time, you stop it. You do the same procedure. Let the person go. This has happened to me on stage. I reinduced hypnosis. The person was fine, did the whole show. The hysteria did not come back.
Hi, Jerry. Well, that's some very important information. Has that approach worked for you every time?
Yes, it does. You just have to watch for it. And as I said, you know, it's only happened to me three times in 38 years. So it's not something that's going to happen to you every time. But the thing is, it's like you got to be prepared. It's like trying to cross the street without getting hit by the car. You got to know that you might get hit by a car. So you have to be careful about it, and you need to be prepared for hysteria if it occurs, so you know what to do.
Well, that's great news. Hey, I'm wondering, it sounds like not just anybody could be a stage hypnotist. It sounds like you need to be someone that is, you know, serious about the craft, willing to study, willing to put themselves out there. How right am I about that?
Well, Cal, I tell people this. To be successful on stage, I think you need two things. I think you need to look good. That doesn't mean you have to look like Brad Pitt or Julia Roberts. I mean, you need to have stage presence. You need to dress properly. You need to have a proper attire. And that's dressing properly. That's superfluous on my part. Sorry about that. And the second part is you need to love being out in front of an audience. If you love being out in front of an audience, you'll have it made. You need to love to impart knowledge. Now, people say, well, you know, I want to do it, but I'm nervous. I said, of course you're nervous because you don't know the craft. But once we teach it to you, the key is preparation. Here's the definition of success that I'm going to give to everybody free of charge. It's when preparation meets opportunity. The preparation is taking a course, a professional course, and there are other courses out there. You can take their courses if you want. That's fine. We're all friendly competitors. Preparation is the key. Once you know what you're doing, the nervousness disappears. In fact, it's okay to be a little bit nervous. Even Frank Sinatra used to say, it's okay to have butterflies in your stomach as long as they fly in formation. But if you love being out there, if you love talking to people, if you love entertainment, you will be great on stage. I don't care if you're 18 years old or 95 years old. And we have some old people taking our course. In fact, we've had brain surgeons take our course, chiropractors, dentists, lawyers, housewives, truck drivers, teachers, people from all, pilots, even pilots take our course. It's a good course, not just because we teach it. There are some good courses out there too, but we think we have We know we have over 100 years of combined experience, and we give that to you in this course.
Beautiful. Hey, I see as I'm asking you questions, there's a whole bunch of other questions starting to build up down there at the bottom of the window. But let me ask you one thing before I kind of turn it over to you to ask those questions and answer them is, when I do a course, I have a number of different kinds of study materials that people could buy as an option, videos and books and CDs and stuff like that. Do you offer the same kind of materials if people want to keep studying after the course?
Well, we give them a beautiful package of my book, which is called Inside Secrets of Stage Hypnotism. They can buy Orman McGill's book, which we'll have available, the new encyclopedia. We give them a carrying case. We give them DVDs, one with Orman McGill, Concert of Hypnotism, my show in 2020, plus excerpts, then four other shows on two DVDs with hundreds of routines. And what we do is, after class support and those that belong to the show, and we're always coming up with new routines. We come up with new routines and we give them to them. We put them on the email, we put them on the articles, and we give them to them. We do sell other products that they can add if they want to take, you know, advanced courses, like my internship, where I give them a complete library of books, all kinds of DVDs, and tremendous training. But it's there. But let me answer this question. What do you do that is different than most? I've seen a lot of shows, and they all seem so similar. Well, stage hypnotists are similar in nature. I mean, you know, we do the induction, and we do certain routines that are similar, like watching the audience, seeing the audience naked. But there are differences in the routines that we do, and different approach. Terry Stokes is a very good hypnotist, and he's in Vegas, and he does the instant hypnosis, which is quite dramatic. We do instant also, but we also do a 7-minute induction. I'd have to say that the routines, I'm going to say 60% of the routines will probably be pretty much the same, and 40% of the routines will be somewhat different. And that's the way it is. I think, who used to say that? That's the way it is, that reporter.
That was Walter Cronkite.
That's right, Walter Cronkite. I love that guy.
You're showing your age, Jerry.
I'm not afraid to tell my age. I have, because people, I think I have more energy than sometimes, so people half my age. In July, I'll be 72, but let me do a Sinatra for you. My body's 72, I'm 35.
Mazel tov.
Let me see if I understand this question from Bill. One of the bullets here is about after-class support, which I covered. Will your pre-convention class include this also? I'm not sure I understand that question. We give you after-class support. We help you. We review your videos. We help you any way we can. Clear up that question for me if you could. Nancy asked, do you have correspondence courses, or are you going to come in to teach in Tennessee? Well, let me put it this way to all of you. If you want to promote my course in your state, contact me, and what I'll do is you set up the seminar, and you'll make some money with it if we can draw 20, 30, 40, 50 people, whatever, a minimum of 10 people. And, yes, we'll do it in Tennessee. We'll do it in Georgia. We'll do it in New York. We'll do it in Australia. As long as you set it up and do the advertising and do the registrations, we'll come and teach the course. So, and by the way, I used to do shows in Jackson, Tennessee. Nancy, you might get a kick out of this. If you've got a southern drawl, they always kept checking my hearing. They'd say, y'all come back now, you hear? Lovely people. Let's see what else we got for questions. Oh, here's a good question from Aaron. Well, Aaron, you asked a lot of questions. That's good. That's how I learned. I asked tons of questions. Do you think a serious hypnotherapist would lose credibility by including stage hypnosis in their practice? That has been a question that I have entertained and dealt with for years, because I've had a practice in Massachusetts. And, you know, I've often wondered, you know, I do stage shows, and does that hurt my practice? And the question is not at all. As a matter of fact, I get clients whenever I do a local show because of the show. You see, when people see the power of hypnosis on a good show, and I'm talking a show that is ethical and clean and educational and fascinating at the same time. When you do a show like that within the 50-mile radius of your office, and you mention that you have an office in your own your hometown, you will probably get clients because when they see the power of hypnosis on stage, it whets their appetite because you're going to mention how you use it clinically. And in fact, when I'm at the Erie County Fair, I push the clinical therapists that are in the Buffalo area, and they love it. So the answer is no, it won't hurt your practice. It most likely will help your practice.
You're doing great, Jerry. I think you're the best person I ever have on here because you're the performer, and I can just sit back and listen. So just keep going. You're doing great.
Cal, I could talk for hours and hours because I've done this for so long, and I enjoy doing it. I enjoy imparting the knowledge to the people. I have to apologize. You can see a light in the back of my head. It must be my bald spot. But concentrate on my face and not the top of the head. You know, we have a lot of my students will tell me how they're doing. As I mentioned, Frank Pruen in Minnesota is doing great. David Wayne Wilson, Chuck King. My God, there's hundreds of them. Runkle, I keep losing that button there. I'm sorry about that. I'll tell you how one guy got on the cruise ship. He was quite innovative about it. He took a cruise, you know, he paid as a passenger to take a cruise. And he went up to the cruise director and said, "Look, I'm a stage hypnotist, let me do a free show. Charge me nothing. I mean, I won't charge you anything." And they let him do a free show about 1 o'clock in the morning, and it went over well, so they hired him. And as far as I know, he's still doing Carnival lines. So that's one way to get on cruises. And another way to make a lot of money is to go to a college and offer to do the show for free, and if they'll let you take the door money from the students. One of our students did that about 6 weeks after the course, and he charged $10 at the door, and 700 students attended. If you can multiply, you know that's $7,000 cash that he earned for that night. So the money's out there. You just got to go find it. That's all. Any other questions?
Can you give us kind of an insider's tip, trick, and technique that maybe the average Joe Blow or individual out there doesn't know about stage hypnotism to give us kind of an insider's look?
Well, you'll have to buy my book. Oh, I think it ties into the question that Tom is asking. Jerry, since stage presence is so important, do you include any training in that area? Well, of course. We teach you how to walk on stage, how to hold a microphone, how to make love to the microphone, how to romance the audience, how to use expression and the sound of your voice. Christina teaches vocal power in the course. We teach all of that. And then on Sunday, we have what is called a student presentation. It's optional for those students that want to get up and do a three or four minute introduction so we can see how you sound, how you move, your stage presence. And you have to develop stage presence. Some of you will have it automatically. Some of you will have to develop it. And you develop it by experience, by doing it. I had some stage presence because I was in acting before I got there. But you don't have to be an actor to be a stage hypnotist. All you have to do is love being out there, and it'll come naturally to you. Just watch your posture, listen to the sound of your voice, make sure it's sincere, make sure there's no doubt, and you'll develop that stage presence. Let's see, what else can I give you? An inside tip. Okay, here's one. When you give a suggestion to stage subjects. You must give it with complete authority and no doubt in your voice, because early in my career, I used to have the men get up and do a striptease act. I mean, they didn't take any clothes off. They would just, you know, dance around, like do the bumps and grinds. But I noticed that, you know, if I had like five guys, maybe one or two would get up and the other three wouldn't get up and do it. And I wondered why. And I found out why. I discovered as I listened to myself on tape or on video that there was doubt in my voice. And if there's doubt in your voice, see, there's a lot of transference on stage, as there is in hypnotherapy. They can pick up your feelings and your thoughts and the sound of your voice. Now when I tell them they're going to be Gypsy Rose Lee or Satin Doll or anything, there's no doubt in my voice. There's no doubt. And they get up and they do it. So remember, my job and your job would be to get them to want to do it. You don't force them to do it. You get them to want to do it. That's an inside secret.
Excellent. I love it. Hey, I want to make a little statement here. I want everyone to know that I took your course years ago, probably back in about 2000, and I found that taking your course made me a better hypnotherapist. And I never had any desire to do stage hypnosis, but I learned some things from you that improved me as a hypnotherapist. And I think that everyone who aspires to be a good hypnotherapist should take your stage hypnosis class.
You know, Cal, a lot of people have told me that the stage course gave them more confidence to do the hypnotherapy in their office. And techniques that we use on stage, they have implemented and used in their office. So I'm glad that worked out for you. It probably gave you a little more confidence than you had. And of course, you're a great teacher anyway, and you've got I believe you have your 5-path and 7-path program that's very popular. You're a great teacher. And shall we keep going? I mean, I'm available if we want to keep talking about it, if we take more questions. What do you think? We got a few more minutes?
Yeah, let's just keep going. Let's put another cap of about another 10 minutes on it, unless there's a big flow of questions. But let me tell you, in my book, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques, with Jerry Kine, I mentioned just like two words that I picked up in your class was worth the price of the whole class. It was just simply, you told me in that class, you said, it's easier to get someone to follow a suggestion if you say the words as if. And that made me a better hypnotherapist, because I found that, for example, I understood you to say that it was easier to tell someone when the music comes on, you're going to sing because you think you're Elvis Presley, is a harder suggestion for them to follow than if you say that when the music comes on, you're going to start singing as if you were Elvis Presley, and you get a better response out of that. And little tips like that from your class easily transfer over into the clinical environment.
Cal, that is absolutely a great, great statement. As a matter of fact, I'll say this to your students out there who's ever still listening. Go to the bookstore and buy An Actor Prepares by Konstantin Stanislavski. Don't ask me to spell it. An Actor Prepares by Konstantin Stanislavski. And in it, he talks about the magical words of acting as if. And even Orman and I have agreed that the words as if give the subject's imagination a license to perform. There's a big difference, as Cal pointed out, from saying, you're a lion, rather than saying, I want you to act as if you are a lion. There's a big difference. As if gives them the license to perform. Here's another question. What is your favorite or most commonly used group induction? Well, for many years, I did a lot of testing, the falling test primarily, and then a slow induction, which took about 7 to 10 minutes. But now, in the last several years, we've gone into instant hypnosis, where we put them right into hypnosis instantly, and then, I'm sorry about that, we put them into instant hypnosis, but then we follow it up with deepening techniques. So right now we're doing mostly instant inductions or very, very short, rapid inductions. And let's see if there's another question here.
Will you be doing a show in Las Vegas?
What a wonderful question. I'm sorry I didn't even mention that. The course goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On each morning you'll be given breakfast, continental breakfast. Saturday night is the banquet, dinner, following will be my show. On Thursday night, you'll see Tommy V's show, and it's all educational, but it's for fun, but it's part of the training. On Friday night, Christina Kaya will be doing her show, and on Saturday night, we'll all have dinner together at 7 o'clock, and at 9 o'clock, you'll come to my show. We also invite the public to come in because, remember this, the larger the audience, the better the subject, the better the show. So we want to fill the room with 100 people or so, we can do a great show with 40 people too, but we want to get some outsiders that are not students to come sit in the back of the room and participate. Yes, there are 3 full shows that you'll see, and you'll also play some shows on the television with the DVDs, and we'll explain as we show you the routines exactly how they're done and a few secrets in between. Jay asked this, do you recommend booking agents, and at what point in our venture do we start looking for an agent? Do you recommend using multiple agents? Let me say this. You need an agent. Agents don't need us, okay? They got plenty of hypnotists. So what you want to do is you want to start booking yourself and send your material to all the agents and hope that 1 or 2 agents will call you for a show. Sometimes we will, which our show members, send them to agencies who are looking for hypnotists in different parts of the country. Yes, get as many agents as you can. Now, an agent is anyone who books you, you see? We're not talking about a personal manager. That's different. An agent is anyone who books you. Now, here's how most agents work. Somebody calls up and says, I need a hypnotist. And they go through their file and say, okay, who do you want? You want Jerry Valley, you want Tommy V, you want Steve Marino, you want Terry Stokes, you want Marshall Silva. Who do you want? Pick one. And they give you different prices on different hypnotists. But get as many agents as you can. How hard is it to get work as a state hypnotist when you're starting out? That is, you can't show a clip of a previous show if you haven't given a show. That's very true, and you don't even have a brochure that you can show them. So you got to go out and do some good shows. Here's what you do. You go out and book some free shows, no matter what, fundraisers or whatever. But get them to agree that you can videotape the show. You get 6 or 7 or 10 videos, and you take it to an editor, if you're good at editing yourself, and you make a sample video or DVD from 10 to 15 minutes long, and that's what you use to sell your show. And another tip is whenever you do a show for an organization, make sure you get a letter on their letterhead expressing how good the show was. This is how you build up your brochure, and this is what sells. The biggest thing that sells are testimonial letters and your video or DVD. Here's a question. You furnish your own sound system, and what do you recommend? First, let me say that I'm lazy. I do not carry a sound system, and I will not carry a sound system. I do have a sound system at home. Now, most of the shows I do will have a disc jockey. They will furnish the wireless microphone. I do suggest you buy a wireless microphone. Carry that with you. But I don't carry the speakers and all that. Some hypnotists do. My son has a full set, but I don't. So if somebody says, we don't have a DJ, we don't have a sound system, I'll say to them, well, look, I can go rent your sound system for $150, or you can go rent it yourself. And if they ask me to rent it, I just rent them my own system, and I charge $150. So it pays for the system. I don't even like doing it, though. Most, 90%, maybe 95% of the shows you do will have sound equipment. And you can carry it if you want to. I just choose not to carry it. But some hypnotists do, just in case they don't have one.
Hi, Jerry. I see another question down there. It says, if we record the show, do we need a release form from all the participants?
Okay, I didn't see that question on there, but that's a very good question. Do you need a release from participants in the show if you're going to record the show? The answer is no. When I did 2020, I asked John Stossel that question. You brought in 150 people. He brought a new audience in. I said, do they have to sign what is called a model release to be in the show? He said, no. By virtue of them seeing the cameras and they volunteer for the show is called implied consent. And that consent is that you own that show. You can do whatever you want with that video. Okay? Another safe way to do it is in my introduction, I'll say, now we are professionally videotaping this show. And these videos will be for sale later in the show and possibly on the internet. So if you volunteer for the show, you will be in the video. So you can do it that way. Here's a question. How do you feel about using props in your show? I don't use props, but there's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. Some people carry little musical instruments, toy instruments. The only prop I use is maybe a glass of water where I get somebody drunk on water. But I don't usually carry props, but there's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. Will your workshop at NGH also include after-class support? No, that does not include after-class support because it's a two-day course. It's rather inexpensive. We give you my book and the video, and we give you 2 days of training, which is good, but it's just Chevrolet compared to a Mercedes-Benz. The Vegas course or an internship with me is after-class support, but it doesn't pay for us to do it with the guild students because it is just not enough money to spend time on the phone with them. I spend time on the phone with my students, and that costs money, and I'm not going to do it for a small amount of that we charge at the guild, which is very reasonable, but the Mercedes-Benz of the Vegas is after-class support, and my internship is lifetime support.
Jerry, now the questions are starting to really roll in. Someone wants you to repeat the Act of Preparers, or whatever the name of that book was.
Okay, the name of the book is An Actor Prepares. And if you remember the Chuck Connors who played the Rifleman on television, it's interesting. He played basketball for the Boston Celtics. And he read An Actor Prepares by Konstantin Stanislavski. I don't even know how to spell it. Chuck Connors' story is that he read that book and decided after that he would become an actor. And he did become an actor. He had the TV show, The Rifleman. So let me say it again. The name of the book is An Actor Prepares by Konstantin Stanislavski. Any bookstore has it, or they can order it for you. Any final questions?
I see another question. It says, I'm presently reading the New Encyclopedia of Stage Hypnosis. Do you recommend any other books?
Yes, I recommend my book. You can buy that from the Guild or you can get it in the course. It's called Inside Secrets of Stage Hypnotism. The one you have by Armin McGill is a wonderful, wonderful book. And it's well worth the money. His book is about $70. We discounted at the course. My book is about $25 plus shipping. Here's a question from Don. Are the instant inductions one by one or whole group at once? Well, what we do is when we start the show, we'll put probably two or three people into instant induction. And what this does is this impresses the audience, it impresses the other subjects, and then we just go right down the line and put them all into instant, just like dominoes. And remember, the most important key to hypnosis, whether it be in hypnotherapy or on stage, is impressionability. To me, there are three factors. There are three factors that are important in hypnosis. One is impressionability. People who are easily impressed make the greatest subjects. The second one is imagination, a vivid imagination. And the third one is trust. Remember those three categories. impressionability, imagination, and trust. Now, willingness, ironically, is not a factor in somebody becoming a good subject. Just because a person is willing doesn't mean that they would be a good subject. I've had plenty of people that were willing that didn't turn out to be good subjects. Well, we're talking about indications of a good subject. Remember it. Impressionability, imagination, and trust. Aaron says, can you walk us quickly through your typical show? Aaron, my show is an hour and 15 minutes. I can't do it in 2 minutes. It's my show basically, here, let me tell you a little story. Do we have time, Cal?
Sure, go ahead. If they don't have time, they can leave. We're going to wrap this up in about 5 minutes, though.
Okay, I'll make this fast. Got a call from Houston, Texas, the Magic Island. Scott said to me, I want you to do 2 weeks out here, and over New Year's Eve, he says, I want you to do one show a night, but on New Year's Eve, you have to do 4 shows. I said, 4 shows? He says, yeah, 25 minutes per show. I said, Scott, I do an hour and 15 minutes. 25 minutes is just getting warmed up. He said, well, here's the money. And I said, well, okay, let's do it. So I decided to do it, and I figured out how to do it. I did a one-minute introduction. I did a one-minute induction, instant induction, and 23 minutes of routines. I start out with a bus ride. We have a bird on the finger. We take them for a plane ride. We make them pilots. We take them to the horse races. Let's see what else we do. We make them think they were in a casting call for a movie. We make them talk Martian talk. At the end, we make them talk a foreign language. We do a dance routine. We have a J-Lo contest and things like that. That's basically the show. And with a big crescendo at the end. Crescendo. You want to leave the people feeling this way when they leave your show. And I've seen the people leave shows, and they told me about it, and they said, well, I saw this show, which was quite risque, and I'm glad that I wasn't up on stage. Now, that's not what you want, because I have people in my show that say, I saw your show, I loved it, next time I'm going to try it. So you want people to want to volunteer for you, not people that walk away saying, I wouldn't want to be on stage in that show. It was funny. I enjoyed it, but I'm glad I wasn't up there. And remember, your purpose of the show is to entertain, not to convince. You don't have to convince the audience to be entertaining. I had two people come out from a show from the Balsams Resort. One guy said to me, Jerry, I didn't believe one word of the whole show, but it's the best show I've ever seen in my life. I said, that's wonderful, because I didn't believe in hypnosis either. The second guy comes out 5 minutes later, the same show, says, Jerry, I never believed in hypnosis, but my wife was up there hypnotized, and now I'm convinced. So if I convince somebody, that's fine, but I'm not there to convince. I'm there to entertain. The key is to entertain, to make them laugh, to have a good time, especially in this crazy world of ours. We need some laughter. We need to laugh more, and we need to be entertained, and that's your job, to entertain. And if by chance they get convinced, well, fine. That's a bonus. Any more questions? Let's do it quickly.
Let's wrap it up till next time, Jerry. I know you're really on a roll. Why don't you wrap it up, say anything you want to say, and then we'll call it a night.
Okay, let me give you these final words. Every show that I've done and every routine that I've done, you can do. You can do everything I've done and everything any stage hypnotist has done if you just believe in yourself, do the proper studying, do the preparation. That's the key, to be prepared. In other words, know your product. Know what you're going to say, know what you're going to do, and get out there and do it, and you will be successful. So perhaps I'll see you in Vegas. Perhaps I'll see you at the NGH. Perhaps I'll see you in a private internship. Whatever I can do for you, I'd be willing to talk to you. So give me a call or contact Cal. You can register through Cal if you want to come to Vegas, but do it quickly because it cuts off tomorrow, the 25th. The room rate cuts off and the special deal cuts off. $12.95. After that, it's $14.95, and the room rates go up. So do it tonight or do it tomorrow. And Al, Cal, you can let me know. Thanks for having me on. And thank you, everybody, that has participated. But listen, I hope you got something out of it, and good luck in the future. I know you'll make your own luck. So get out there and entertain those people.
Hello, Jerry. Thank you very much. Hey, it was great. We had lots of people in the room. I want to tell everybody that's listening now or listens to the recorded version of this, you can find out more about his show, get the details. I got links for all the sources that are mentioned here on calbanion.com. You can register for Jerry's course by going to www.banionhypnosismall.com. And Jerry, thanks again. Thanks, everybody that came in. We look forward to doing more of these in the future. By the way, we've got a couple of these already listed on slightly different topics by Jerry on the Meet the Pros section of the BanyanHypnosisMall.com. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.